Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham, right in our operations at the Hurricane Center here in Miami, Florida. The official clock says 1 o'clock Eastern. That's noon Central Time. Latest information on Tropical Storm Marco and also Tropical Storm Laura. So here's the latest information. Not much change from before. You still have that wind shear over Tropical Storm Marco, pushing most of the convection, most of that heavy rain, well east of the actual center. So the center right around this area, slowly moving towards the Louisiana coast. Most of the convection, the heavy rainfall right there in the Florida Panhandle, getting up into Alabama, getting up in Georgia, some of that heavy rainfall. The latest track that we have associated with the information here is slowly moving inward and continuing to weaken. However, you can still have that heavy rainfall even when the storm's winds start to decrease. And still that onshore flow could push some of that water inland as well. But weakening storm, still some impacts. And you can definitely see that when you start looking at the radar. You start seeing the impacts of some of that water. It's getting some 2 to 3 inch rainfall an hour rates. So that's just a heavy amount of rain. And the chance for water spouts right there along the coastline. Something else to be really mindful of. So just all that rain moving northward with time. So we're starting to really start look at Tropical Storm Laura as we start seeing some bigger impacts along the Gulf Coast this week. This is our next storm. You see the tropical storm force winds extending well away from the center. Now the center is still south of Cuba, so over the water. So that allows to have that warm water and that energy. There was a little shear over the storm, but it looks like that is weakening a little bit. So as a result, you can get the storm to have more convection right around the center. With time, we expect the storm to go across western Cuba, then get into the Gulf of Mexico. Warm water, not much shear, upper atmosphere, conducive for development, and that's why we're forecasting Laura to become a hurricane once we get down to the Gulf of Mexico. This is Tuesday at 8 p.m. This is Wednesday at 8 p.m., so slowly moving northward towards the Gulf Coast. And if you look at our cone, that's where we expect the center to be two-thirds of the time, anywhere from central Louisiana over to the upper Texas coast. So even though that's where the center could be, you're still going to have impacts right along that center, and you're going to have storm surge, rain, and the potential of those heavy rain bands well outside the center with time. And let's look at some of the Be Ready By graphics. This really takes information from the arrival of tropical storm force winds. It's just too dangerous to be outside, too dangerous to be driving, too dangerous to be holding plywood, getting ready. So we need all the preparations done along the Gulf Coast by doing that today and tomorrow. Be ready by Wednesday, because by Wednesday, going to start seeing some of these impacts. So that's part of the wind. We're working on the storm surge values. That's going to be coming soon. But the other part of this is 7 days of rainfall. This includes Marco. This also includes Laura. You can see the rain's not just coastal. You can see some of these heavy amounts right along the Gulf Coast associated with both of these storms, and you combine the rainfall. But look, you can see it through Louisiana. The center of the storm gets up into Arkansas. That's where you can see some of that heavy rain in northern Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Not just a coastal event. Those dangerous tropical rains could stretch well inland. So that's the latest information on Tropical Storm Marco and also Laura from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.